It's time for the good, the bad.
Hold that thought.
And the dumb.
On the Mighty Gwynn Show.
Well, you heard the lady now, didn't you? It is time for our most looked forward to, fun-filled, thrill-packed, and exciting segment of the show. The time when we go to the lighter side of sports, the lighter side of life. Talk about stories that are good, stories that are bad, and stories that are dumb. Ron, I hear you have gotten international.
I'm going global.
You're going global today with today's good, bad, and dumb. What have you?
My good for the day, actually it was 2 days ago, but you know, we've had other good things trumping the story.
This is true.
So now I can finally bring it up. The Korean All-Star Basketball Game. Did you catch highlights from this?
I didn't.
It was an amazing game.
You know what? I have it TiVo'd, and I meant to watch it.
I'm not going to spoil it for you. I'm not going to tell you who wins the game, simply because I probably couldn't pronounce the team anyways. And I'm not a big fan of these viral trends, but I think they nailed the mannequin challenge.
They did, okay.
They did in mid-game. One team, again, I don't know. Let's just call them East and West.
Why not? Okay, there you go.
Because I can't go North and South on this one.
No. That would be an entirely different kind of contest.
Different mannequin challenge. I'm going to go East and West. I'm going to say East shot the ball, and then a horn sounded, like signaling like it was the end of the shot clock, and everyone froze on the court. Then you look at the bench. All the bench players were frozen. Then you look at the coach. All the coaches were frozen, too.
Get out of here.
So everyone took part of it, and they all sat there. I mean, you know, probably a good 5 to 10 seconds, and then the horn sounded, and they all started running again.
So what you're telling me is there's no Korean version of Bill Belichick, because Bill Belichick would certainly not go for this. He would not.
No, actually, I think Bill would go for it just because he is motionless a lot of time anyways.
Okay, so he would
probably get a good 3 to 5 seconds out of Bill. The camera has to go quick.
He would go for it unbeknownst to him.
Yeah.
Okay.
You couldn't tell Bill, and then he would just probably be staring off, but he moves his eyes, not his head too much, if you really look at the tape there.
It's good that the Koreans have embraced the mannequin challenge. Now, this means that it's probably going to end soon, right, because they are the last to get everything.
Yeah, I'm hoping they do.
Yeah.
I'm hoping. Okay. It's time for...
Because it's already ended here. Like nobody.
Yeah, no, we're on to other stuff now.
Okay.
My bad for the day is it's an Australian basketball league. A New Zealand player, I'm not sure. Let's say he's New Zealand.
Who knows what they do over there?
I know he plays for the New Zealand Breakers forward. His name is Akil Mitchell, and it's very weird to say this because this actually happens tonight.
Oh, because of the time.
Because of the time. It happened, but it happens tonight. So I'm telling you something in the future. You can make a prop bet on it now if Vegas takes it.
There you go.
But unfortunately for Akil Mitchell, lost his eye tonight in a basketball game.
Now, how did he manage to do this?
He was going up for a rebound. Hands were flying up in the air, and you can watch the video of it. If you're curious.
I'll just take your word for it.
If you're curious.
I couldn't even watch the Paul George Stanchion incident.
Yeah, no, this, I've watched it. I had to watch it a couple of times because it's my job.
Yeah.
You know, do my reporting, my due diligence.
Is that your job? Is that what you've been supposed to do?
You know, if I'm going to talk about it, I need to see the tape. I was very nervous. But yeah, hands go up. Hand hits him in the face. He immediately drops to the ground. And then you just see a quick thing when he moves his hand away, more white in that area than there should be.
Oh.
And then immediately is helped off the court.
Was the eye collected?
Well, no, I mean.
It's still attached.
It's still attached. It's not like, you know.
So it's a dangle job. It's just dangling there.
Yeah.
Woo!
And it begs the question. I'm actually surprised that stuff like this hasn't happened more often in the NBA.
I think the NBA should, in honor of this kid, the NBA should initiate a moratorium on flopping just for, like, at least a day, like a holiday for this kid. Like, every day on this year in the NBA season, no one flops, because that is, like, in a sport that's known for fake injuries, that's some real stuff going on there.
Yeah, and I don't know if the eye was salvageable, if they were able to pop it back in or, you know. What the deal is.
It's still good.
You know, if they just, you know, brush it, blow on it, and put it back in.
Yeah, those Australians are tough, man. They might just pop that sucker back in there.
You know, but
you got a whole second half in front of you.
And then finally, my global tour takes us to Florida.
Oh, very international.
Florida, very international. It's not part of the United States, right?
No. Sure.
I've seen a lot of memes where Bugs Bunny's trying to cut it off from the United States. Makes sense.
Anyways, a lot of people would be in favor.
My dumb goes out to rapper Stitches. You know, you follow his music, right?
I'm very familiar with his work.
Very familiar with his work. I mean, not only does he have a face full of tattoos that range from spiders to AK-47s to his name.
a little self-promotion.
Yeah, actually, it's not his name. I think it's he went for the Joker look, but just tattooed Stitches to his mouth. But anyways, he falls into the dumb category today because while parked in a handicapped spot at a Whole Foods in Florida, he had the bright idea of handing a joint to the cop who was approaching him to question him about why he was parked in a handicapped spot.
Oh, wow. Now, was this cop...
I don't even know where to go from that.
Was the cop in uniform?
The cop was in uniform, of course.
And
pulled up behind in a police car and got out to question him, like, why are you... You know, basically, he was just going to say, hey, you're sitting in the car. Move your car. It's a handicapped spot.
I think he was... I think what Stitches was trying to go for here, he's like, hey, officer, I don't want you to waste your time over a simple parking violation. Let's make this real. Let's get real here. Let's really give you something to write me a ticket over. Let's really give you something to slap the bracelets on me over, right? Stitches wanted to make sure that the public was getting their bang for their buck when that officer approached him. It's actually looking out for us, Ron. What a moron.
Absolutely. Would say so, yeah.
Well, I mean, what kind of stuff do you have to be on to even do that? That must be some good stuff.
That had to be some excellent stuff.
Excellent. Stitches has got quite the supplier, I would say. Tony D, what supplies him? Find out next. This is the Mighty Gwynn Show. Talk to you tomorrow. SB Nation Radio.